Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of January 30th, 2022. It's taken from Ephesians chapter 6, the first part of verse 14, and it's called The Need to Choose Truth. The call to worship is taken from Psalm 43, verses 3 and 4. Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy. I will praise you with my harp, O God, my God. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 14a from the New Living Translation, Paul writes, A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. Against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Verse 14, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. Paul has called us to be strong in the Lord by putting on all of God's armor. We see this in verse 11 and again in verse 13. He next explains what each piece of the armor we are to wear represents. Now keep in mind, none of this equipment is optional or unnecessary. There's nothing here that you can tell yourself, oh, I can skip that. Each one is essential for our success in the spiritual battle we face. They are how we become strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Also, remember, we're told to put on this armor for a reason. We know the tactics of the devil. These are the areas we need protection because these are the areas we will come under regular attack. The first piece of equipment is what we're going to look at today. And the first piece to help us stand firm against the devil's strategy is the belt of truth. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. As Paul wrote this letter while he was in prison, it's quite possible that he saw the parallel between how a soldier would dress in preparation for battle and how we need to take the protection the Lord offers us and put it on. A soldier's belt was an essential part of his equipment because it held all the armor in place securely as he moved and twisted and defended himself from attack. Why is the belt of truth so important to us in a spiritual sense? Because as we know, our adversary Satan is the father of lies. Therefore, deception and deceit is one of his favorite tactics, and he uses lies to mislead and deceive us. Jesus told us this in John chapter 8, verse 44. He says, he was talking to some people, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The devil would like us to compromise with the truth, to bend it, to shape it to suit our situation. But truth isn't like that. The law of gravity can't be switched on and off, and it isn't applied when it's convenient to you. It remains consistent regardless of whether you believe in it or not. However, your failure to believe in the truth of gravity's existence may have a measurable consequence to you or to those around you. Truth is precious. Unfortunately, we often forget its value until it's gone. Trust based on truth is the basis of healthy, stable relationships, whether it is at home or in social settings or in business. Businesses depend upon people keeping their word. Truth is very valuable. We should notice that truth is something that we must choose to put on. This is not a passive action. It's done to us. Paul's describing something we must do, and that is to clothe ourselves with the truth and to choose truth over falsehood. This is what we've already been told, for example, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Paul has written there, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body." In the battle for your mind, only as you base your defense on God's truth will you be able to withstand the devil's attacks. For he cannot stand against the truth of God. Now, what is this truth that we're talking about? The belt of truth is woven with at least four cords. First, the Lord Jesus Christ is the person of truth. Jesus is the very embodiment of absolute truth. The Lord Jesus Christ is the person of truth. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From him, all the kindness and all the truth of God have come down to us." And John was writing about Jesus. In John 14, verse 6, we read, "Jesus answered, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.' Jesus is the truth. The way to the Father, this is the truth. This is the only way." In John 18, 37, Jesus was before Pilate. We read, "Therefore Pilate said to him, 'So, you are a king?' Jesus answered, 'You say correctly that I am a king. For this purpose I have been born, and for this I've come to the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.'" Amen. And that is because the Lord Jesus is the person of truth. That's the first cord, the belt of truth. Secondly, it's the Word of God is the Word of truth. Since the Bible was given to us by God, it is the final authority for truth in our world today. We see this in a number of passages in God's Word. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 28, we read, "O sovereign Lord, you are God. Your words are trustworthy. And you have promised these good things to your servant." God's word is trustworthy. Psalm 119, verses 42 and 43, the psalmist writes, "Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I put my hope in your laws." God's word is a word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. That's speaking of the Bible. God's word is the word of truth. And in James chapter 1, verse 18, James writes of God, He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created. God's word is the word of truth. How can we know what is right and what is wrong? How can we know right from wrong? How do we fight the enemy? We can never trust man's wisdom and ability to find truth. Truth comes by God's revelation, and that is His word that He's given to us. Now, the third cord in this belt of truth is that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the one who illuminates and opens the Word of God, the Word of truth, to our understanding and for our profit. Without the Spirit of truth, natural man cannot understand the Word of God. It's just words on a page. In John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, Jesus says to His disciples, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He lives in you and will be with you." Was John 14, 16 and 17. Jesus continues in John 15, verse 26, He tells His disciples, "When the Counselor comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, He will testify about Me. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth." And Jesus continues in chapter 16, verse 13, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He does not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He will guide us into all truth." Remember, the Holy Spirit will always lead us into beliefs, actions, and attitudes that are in complete harmony with the Word of God, the Word of truth, and the person of truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. The fourth cord in this belt of truth is the church. The church is called the pillar and foundation of truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, Paul writes, "Although I hope to come to you soon, I'm writing you these instructions so that if I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth." Every believer needs to choose to be related closely to a Bible-centered, Christ-exalting local church to hear the truth of God's word. That's what Paul is telling Timothy. When believers come together to pray, protect, and encourage one another, the enemy is put to flight. Now, we've been talking about a spiritual battle, and this battle is won or lost in our mind. How do we win this battle? Well, we win it by putting on the armor that the Lord has supplied, being strong in Him and in His mighty power. And it's won through walking in truth, or it's lost through believing lies, through doubting God's goodness, God's truthfulness. Believer, do not accept any thought or suggestion which is not from God. How do we judge that? We've seen here today that God is a God of truth. He will not plant a falsehood in your mind. A thought comes to your mind, run it through a filter that includes, is this true? Is this what God's word says? Maybe it's a reminder of a sin. You are a sinner. You failed. Okay. Now, is that something that you have already dealt with? Have you brought it to the Lord? Have you confessed it? Then God tells us that he has forgiven us. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you've asked the Lord to forgive you and cleanse you of that sin, you know it's been taken care of. It's not the Holy Spirit then that's bringing it back to taunt you. It's the enemy trying to weaken you, trying to distract you, trying to get your mind on something else. What do? You claim the truth. You proclaim, turn it into praise. Say, thank you, Lord. I know you've forgiven me of that sin. Praise you for your amazing grace. I once was lost, but now I'm free because of what you've done. The devil doesn't like to stick around for a praise party to the Lord Jesus. Use the truth of who he is and what he has done and is doing in your life according to his word to defend yourself from the enemy's lies. Follow your Lord Jesus. He is the person of truth. Arm yourself daily with the word of truth, the Bible. Put it into your mind. Read it. Sing it. Pray it. Claim its promises as your guiding truth. And obey the Spirit of truth. As the Holy Spirit opens the word of truth to your heart and mind, respond to it, act on it, obey it. In your daily battle, determine to fight the lies with God's truths. Run everything through the filter of, what does God say? Is this true? Is this not? If it's not true, it's not of God. I'm not going there. Amen. Amen. Now let me close with a benediction from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us today.